We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne just gave Donkey the day to a butt eater.
Bottom feeder. But more importantly, her name is Taryn Manning. She's an accomplice to adultery. She admitted that she was out here cheating with a married man, and she was, you know, performing analingus on the man, and was about to buy the man a boat. So it made me think, should side chicks get beat up? Because my homegirl AJ from the We Talk Back podcast, she says that side chicks should get beat up. If you know you're sleeping with another man's husband or boyfriend, then you are an accomplice to adultery, and it takes two to cheat, so you're just as guilty as the man. So she feels like side chicks should get beat up.
Now, should the man get beat up as well, though?
That's not the question. Well, Stitches, what do you think? Should side chicks get beat up?
This is Stitches, co-hosting today, 103.5 The Beat. I'm gonna say yes. Mm-hmm. Because like we said, it takes two to tango. Don't know why I'm talking like this, but it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. If we're gonna go after the side, I prefer no violence, you know. Okay. I gotta say that because I work with kids. But if we're gonna go after the side chick, mm-hmm, if it takes two to tango, then you gotta go
but
for the other tango.
There's variables though, right? Because sometimes
there's
side chicks, like lady just hit me on things. She said she was a side chick. She ain't know she was a side chick. What happened if a side chick don't know she a side chick?
Well, I specifically said that AJ said that the side chick should get beat up if you know you sleeping with another man's husband.
You wasn't clear.
Or boyfriend. I was clear. You wasn't listening.
You're right. I wasn't listening.
Well, mm-hmm. I I wouldn't want nobody to. I'm going to default to what you said. Okay. If you're not happy with somebody, just let them go. Mm-hmm. Just leave them.
But also, you're Haitian.
But right?
Where you going, Charlamagne? Because we don't resolve this yesterday. But it looked like you're hashing back old things.
You say you don't like violence, but have you ever buried a chicken bone on behalf,
sir,
somebody? Have you ever written somebody's name on a chicken bone?
We don't do that. Everybody doesn't do that. Okay. And you from the South, so you know some folk. It's not just Haitian people that do that. All of us do not do that.
Okay.
So no, I did not.
All right.
I just let people go. If I don't want to be with you no more,
you never like put water in a bottle and put a name in it and froze it.
Mr. Leonard.
What do you know about that?
Like Mr. Leonard.
That sounds personal.
Leonard.
I'm all for black magic, baby. I'm all for black magic.
I'm not.
I'm with it.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone line.
Should side chicks get beat up?
This, me and you, shut up.
Please. This for the ladies.
Yo, okay, me and you, shut up.
Should the guys get beat up as well?
Me and Charlamagne and myself, shut up. Just shut up forever. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
D.
Hey, D.
Where you calling from, D?
Detroit.
Oh, Lord. You definitely beating up a side chick.
What up, though?
Now, should a side chick get beat up?
The only time a side chick should be beaten up is if she know the wife or the girlfriend. If they don't know each other, then have 9 times out of 10, they probably don't even know they the side chick. Then the dude should be getting beat up because he the one who owed the girl loyalty.
Well,
what if she don't know you personally, but she knows that he is married or has a girlfriend?
Situation, yeah.
Now, if he's married, then, hey, that's the chance she was willing to take. But if it's just a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, no.
Well, D, I got a question. If it was your sister, like you said, family, hopefully not, but if it was your sister, would you risk the relationship with your sister or try to mend it? Would you want to beat up your sister?
Like that. I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Well,
all
right.
And my sister wouldn't do nothing like that. But if my sister did something like that to me, like, eventually, I'll probably make up with her because, I mean, time heals all wounds, but if it's just some random associate or a so-called friend, then F that B.
Okay, thank you.
She says too, both of them, the guy and the girl.
Lola!
What up, no?
What up? Another Detroit. Detroit on the heavy. Detroit calling crazy. Now, do side chicks get beat up? You think side chicks should get beat up?
No, I don't think side chicks should get beat up. Now, probably back in my 20s, I would agree with that way of thinking. But as a 45-year-old woman, no, because side chicks don't designate themselves. Your man has to designate this woman as a side chick. So, be his ass. We're not
going to
fight the women. We're coming for the men.
I want to ask you this question. Uh-huh. If you found out that the side chick was eating your man Boonky.
Well, no, because I'm not doing it. So, yeah, go ahead, sis. Go off, sis.
Not the day.
No, And I've been on both sides. I've been the woman and I've been the side chick. But a lot of times, side chicks don't even initially know that they're side chicks. So, no, we going after the men.
Hold on. So, did
from
you,
here on out.
Honest question. Did you know that you were the side chick in that situation?
Tell the truth.
No, not initially. I did not. No, not initially. But once I found out, I didn't mind.
Damn. You see that? She ain't mine after she found out.
Wait, I missed that part.
No, she said she ain't mine.
Yeah.
So you didn't leave him?
It was a long time ago. I was much younger.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for your honesty.
That's crazy that she don't mind her man getting his boonkie eaten. So.
Yeah, she said she ain't going to do it.
She's not going to do it.
So that ain't cheating then.
Hello, who's this?
What?
Good morning, family. My name's Chica.
Hey, Chica. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
You think the side chick should get beat up?
She sounds like she just got beat up. She got caught at that man's house again, huh?
Sheesh.
No, she needs an ass whoop, but so does the man too. It's a two-way. It's not one-way thing. It's a two-way street over here.
So you whipping both of them?
Absolutely, man first. Sometimes the woman doesn't know. These days, men don't disclose that they're married.
But what if the woman knows? In this case, we're saying the woman knows. Yes.
Oh no! Ass whoop.
Let me ask you a question. How would you feel if you found out your man was getting his salad tossed by another woman?
Oh my God! This is crazy. I can't imagine. Please, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Damn, all right.
She doesn't want to think about it.
But do you do it for your man? Because maybe if you don't do it, so he get it somewhere else.
No.
Listen, this is American. Something is very different. Sister, I apologize on their behalf for because that's an American thing. Nigerians don't do that.
With my Caribbean people. She's not going to do it. She's not going to do it.
That's American tradition. We don't do that in the Caribbean.
Not going to do it.
All right. 800-585-1051. Charlamagne came up with this question.
Should side chicks get beat up? I think it's a great question because if you know you're sleeping with another man's husband or boyfriend, then you're an accomplice to adultery. And my homegirl, AJ, salute to AJ 843 all day. We talk back podcast. She says she feels like side chicks should get beat up because it takes two to cheat. So you just as guilty as the man.
800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne gave Donkey today to a salad tosser.
Yes, a bottom feeder, Taryn Manning. But, you know, that's not the reason she's getting Donkey today. The reason is because the salad she was tossing was another woman's husband.
Correct.
And, you know, she's bragging about the fact that she was, you know, driving down this man's Hershey Highway with her tongue.
She was upset with the woman, dude. With the wife. She was upset with the wife.
But how good does that butt taste when she wants to buy him a boat, too?
Oh, man.
Something, man. She eating boonkie and buying boats, you know?
I don't think booms taste good, though. I don't.
Have you tried it?
No.
All right, then don't knock it. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Zay from Myrtle Beach.
843, hey, what's happening?
How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning.
What's up, black and highly favored, sir?
We're asking, should a side chick get beat up, bro?
Yeah, we definitely got to put hands and feet on side chick.
Not me.
Okay, the main.
You shouldn't be calling. You shouldn't be calling right now. This is something we should sit out, bro.
This is for the ladies.
But I want to know his thought process.
They get the best of both worlds. So obviously they need a beating every now and then.
What's the best of both worlds?
They ain't got to worry about the man. Like, worried about them 24/7.
How old are you, man?
They can do what they want. I'm 24.
You're 24 years
young.
Old.
He's so young.
Would you ever let a side chick eat your boonkie?
No, I don't know about that.
If a side chick says she not a boat. Like, I'm sure you like what, the Challenger or Charger?
He say he don't want it.
All right, so let's say the side chick was gonna buy you a Charger or a Challenger Hellcat and eat the boonkie.
Man, that is so stupid.
He don't want
man.
It.
I ain't feeling that.
Come on now. She gonna toss your salad and give you a Hellcat.
Now.
Get a
Hellcat.
Now.
He don't want
Hellcat.
It.
You in Myrtle Beach now.
That's
going
right.
Down the
Hellcat.
Strip.
Ugh.
If you don't want to, you don't have to. Okay, sir. You don't have to if you don't want to. Forcing it on this young man. He don't want it.
He'll take that Hellcat.
He don't want it.
I just seem so zesty to me.
Hey, the Hellcat though.
Sir, if you don't want to, it's all right. It's okay if you don't want to.
That tall salad gonna last about 3-4 minutes, then you got a Hellcat for life.
Man, you coming down Carolinas with that Hellcat.
I'm gonna need it's gonna have to be at least $100,000 car. Violated like that.
They gonna give you the Hellcat with the special package.
With the special package.
Yeah.
The Scat Cat.
They actually let the side chick eat my booty. My wife right here.
Let me talk to your wife, man.
Put her on the phone. What's
let me talk to your wife.
Just said, hey. Good morning.
How are you, queen?
Good. How are you?
Now, your husband called up here this morning, and he asked us. He said, hey, man, should I let this girl toss my salad because she wants to buy me a Hellcat?
So he get the Hellcat and the booty eating.
What do you think he should do?
No, that's nasty. No, thank you.
He said you don't eat the booty.
You're not going for it.
Not even for the Hellcat?
Clearly.
For a Hellcat day?
No, y'all, no.
Jesus. A Hellcat.
Well, you find the right bitch and she
can
give me one, too.
She said if she can get it, too.
Oh, okay. All right, so we find a girl to toss both of y'all salad and buy y'all matching Hellcats.
There you go.
They're going to
get an argument after this.
They're definitely going to get an argument.
Hello, who's this?
It's Hellcat hard for a man.
Yeah, no, hard for me.
24 years old.
Hellcat, babe. Yes.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Camry.
Hey, Camry.
Oh, man.
You think a side chick should get beat up, Camry?
Yeah and no. I'm going to tell you why I say yes, because I'm going to piggyback off what I said. Basically, I feel like women should have more respect for a relationship in general. And, you know, if women stuck together, like you said, and was like, hey, he's taken, he's got a family at home, I'm cool on him, I don't want to mess with him, this situation would probably not be happening as often as it does. But then at the same time, I feel like no, because for the woman who's getting cheated on, sake, it's like you're lowering your self-worth to even put that energy into another woman like that. I feel like if your man is going to cheat, you should just let him go and do what he's got to do. Like, don't even waste your energy on somebody like that.
Sis, can I ask you?
It's funny you said black men don't cheat, because that is not true. But what would you guys say?
Sis, let me ask you. Do you feel like a lot of it is the weight is always put on the women and we don't put any accountability on the man? I feel like a lot of times we always say, well, women, they do this, they got to do this. And I agree, we should not. But
this is you just in here telling lies.
I feel like there's no accountability. Tell me out, sis. I need some type of witness. There's no accountability.
That's true. I saw a post that said, why is it always the person who got wrong that is always pressured to be the bigger person? And I felt that, because it was like, dang, why I got to be the bigger person and I'm the one who got wrong? You know what I'm saying? Yep. I don't want a Michelle Obama. I don't want to go high with you, go low. I want to go low with you, because why do I have to be the bigger person all the time?
Like, well, that side chick went low from the back.
I don't mind.
No, for real, though. But it's just like that energy is not worth it at the end of the day, because you're going to fight her and then you're going to take him back or whatever. And he's going to go do it again with somebody else. So at the end of the day, it's just best to just cut it off. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your time.
There you go.
Don't, you know, you might be, you too beautiful to be fighting with any woman over any man when it's 1,000 millions of them out here.
You right, but that's not entertaining.
That's the PSA right there, sis. Thank you.
She's absolutely right, but that's not entertaining. Would you get your butt licked for a Hellcat?
No.
That's what you should ask the fellas.
But taking the highway will get you further. I agree with her. I agree with her. Don't waste your time or your energy on somebody who's not.
If you take that highway, the new Hellcat, you're going to get a lot further.
That might be the Freaky Friday question tomorrow.
What's that?
Would you get your butt licked for a Hellcat?
No.
What's the moral of the story?
If you don't want to be with somebody, let them go.
That's right.
Period. Let them go.
Most people ain't turning down a boat.
And if it's a marriage,
and they definitely not turning down a Hellcat.
I will say I am for marriages and covenants. I love them kind of things. So I say try to work it out and try to see if you can make it work. But if you don't want to, if your boyfriend and girlfriend things, you know, and you're not willing to work it out, don't waste somebody's time.
Stitches, I agree with you. Yes. And you know, black men don't cheat.
And black women are faithful.
Yeah, that's true. But that's very true. But there is another option, right? Option is sometimes these men aren't cheating, you know, because they're dissatisfied with what's going on at home. They're cheating because they're getting off with boats and Hellcats.
And there goes the accountability. Do you have to take the boat? Do you have to take the Hellcat? Why can't you just take the vehicle that you have in your parking lot? That sounds like being greedy. Can you not just drive what you got in your driveway?
I'm not making
excuses. Do you have to take the car that was offered to you? It may not be good for you. It might make you sick. It might make you sick and your partner sick. Do you have to really take everything that's offered to you? Can you not just say no? Thank you.
And right. Yeah, the Hellcat is, man. You're right, though, Stitches.
Thank you. Can we try that together? No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Everything ain't good for you.
You did hear about that one gentleman we were talking about last week that ate the person's booty.
And what happened to him?
He got a little sick.
Okay.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.